We're going to need to make a storm at some point, so we'll do a practice run, and your parents and everyone else can join in. So put the cards down, because you need your hands. Cards on the floor, just put them under your legs. If, and this is going to do chaos with a mic probably, so if you tap your, and get louder, and your parents who've got feet, they can maybe stomp their feet a bit. And then you've got to make a and it's going to be a big storm, so you've got to do it loudly, do it as loud as you can. And when I do that, you need to stop. So storm. Stop. Excellent. It's more controlled than you get in a classroom these days. So we're going to do a bit of a recap of our story. God told this guy, Jonah, and he told him to go get up and go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh in the north. I remember he was going to have to tell the people there that God was going to judge them because they'd been wicked. They had been sinning against God. Had to go to Nineveh. Nineveh, as well, Jonah's enemies. He didn't like them. So actually, it was probably quite a nice message for him to say that God's going to judge you. But instead, Jonah gets up and he goes down to Joppa. He goes down to Joppa. So he's meant to go north to Nineveh, and he's gone down to Joppa. And when he got to Joppa, he went down to the ship. It's quite a long journey, because you have to go down a sort of gangway and a plank. It's a bit narrow, so he balances long. And he comes to the ship. So he's gone down to the ship. Now, when Jonah gets onto the ship, he goes down into the lowest part of the boat. Walks down all the steps. And then he goes asleep. So God told Jonah to go up north to Nineveh. And have a look at this, because we'll be repeating this, and maybe you can say it with me. But Jonah goes down to Joppa, down to the ship, and then down to the lowest deck of the ship. And now, God sends a massive storm on the sea. See, the wind's blowing, the waves are crashing. The sailors on the boat, they are terrified at this. And Jonah's fast asleep. Jonah's sleeping. But the storm's getting bigger and it's getting louder. We'll just hold it there. Now Jonah, this man, the man, God had told him earlier, go to Nineveh. He's heard God's voice telling him to go to Nineveh. Now he's on the sea and God is shouting at him through this storm. And what's he doing? Where's Jonah? He's asleep. Before, he wouldn't listen to the voice of God. Now he can't even hear God shouting at him through a storm. So the storm's still raging on. And the sailors are crying out in terror. They want to know who's caused this. So they play a bit of game of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Whose fault is it? It's interesting, isn't it, that we always blame someone else. It's never ourselves. So they go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And it comes to Jonah. The storm's still going on. And Jonah comes up to deck. And he tells them the reason for the storm is because he has disobeyed God. He says, throw me into the sea and it will be fine. But they try really hard to sail back. So they're sailing back. The storm's still going on. Really loud storm. So they're trying to sail back to land. They cannot get back to land. So eventually, Jonah's thrown overboard and he sinks down to the depths. So, God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, but Jonah went down to Joppa, down to the ship, down to the lowest deck of the ship, and now he's going down to the bottom of the sea. See, Jonah didn't like what God told him to do. So we ran away. We sank further and further and further down. And down. And down. So it's very deep now. Yeah, Jonah didn't like what God told him to do. So what did he do? He ran away. Ran in the opposite direction. And we've all done that. There's no one who's perfectly followed God. We've all at times sort of done the, sort of like, so, God, you want me to go this way? This is what you want me to do. Right, oh. And then run in the opposite direction. And that's what the Bible calls sin. The people of Nineveh, when God said they've been sinning against him, they've been going in their own direction. And the problem is, notice this, when you turn away, doesn't matter how many steps you take, are you going in the right direction? When you turn away, no matter how many steps you take, whether you're running fast, whether you're going slow, you're going in the wrong direction. If I turn away, does it matter how many times I put up my green card? If I'm facing the wrong way, it means nothing. Every step that Jonah took was a step down, wasn't it? He was going the wrong way. Sin is more about direction than distance. That's for you, the adults there. Think about that. It's more about direction than distance. If you're facing the wrong way. God told Jonah to get up and go to Nineveh, but Jonah went down to Joppa, down to the ship, down to the lowest deck of the ship, down to the bottom of the sea. Ignoring God leads to death. The consequences, Jonah was sinking down to the bottom of the sea. That was the consequences of what he'd done. Running in the wrong direction, running to his own death. But the good news today, good news then, and the good news today, is that God was kind to Jonah. God is merciful. And he prepared a big fish as Jonah was sinking down to come and rescue him, to change his direction. And whilst he was in the fish, Jonah sung a song.
Face it, God gave me a job to do and I disobeyed him. I ran the other way. I've done something terrible and now I'm getting what I deserve. I'm going to die here in this whale.
Have you ever seen anything so pathetic?
This boy needs some help.
What?
Who's there? Take it easy, Jonah. We're on your side.
What? How did you know my name? How did you get in here?
Were you in the boarding boat too?
No. That's not how we get around. No, we came straight from the big man himself.
You mean... And just like you, we deliver his messages. So, you're prophets too?
Not exactly. You see, we work on a slightly higher level.
You do? And Jonah, we've got a message for you.
Your life ain't over yet. See, we're here to tell you.
get a smile from Mr. Grumpy Pants.
So if you say you're sorry for all the stuff you do, know that he'll be ready with a second chance for you.
Praise the Lord, he's a God of second chances. You'll be Lord, how his love how I can have it. You can't be restored.
That was a clip from VeggieTales, if you're a bit uncertain. God doesn't turn Jonah into an asparagus when he sinks down. And I suppose there was a bit of an artistic license on that song. Not quite like the song that Jonah sang from Jonah chapter 2, but Jonah does thank God for giving him a second chance. So what happens now? I'm going to stand here, actually. God's giving Jonah a second chance. And this fish vomits Jonah onto the dry land. It's all right, it's not real vomit. Well, not human vomit. And this time, Jonah, he goes to Nineveh. Just cleans himself off a bit and all nice and clean, bits of fish, and he pops up. Hey, Jonah, he's come to Nineveh, and he preaches the message that God tells him to. And what happens? The people, they listen to what God's been telling them, and they repent. They turn back facing the right direction. So, okay, boys, we don't need the scene. So they turn around and they face the right direction. So is Jonah happy, do you think? No. He's actually one of the most successful prophets in the Bible. And he's not happy. He's in a grump. He's in a sulk. See, he sulks that God doesn't destroy the city. He wanted God to destroy the city. So he sits there in a sulk. And what do you think? Our story ends there? God just leaves Jonah sulking there. Well, no, because God wanted Jonah to see how he felt. God wanted Jonah to understand how God felt about the people of Nineveh. And so he does a little test and a little experiment. Jonah's sitting out, looking at Nineveh, waiting for it to be destroyed. And the sun, as you can see, is blazing down upon Jonah. So Jonah goes and get some sticks or some twigs, and he builds his own shelter. Anyone here Do any of you'll find out what happened later. Any of your parents do DIY? No, it's best get a professional one. Yeah. DIY? Any good? Quite good. Anyone else DIY? Dab hand the DIY? Any good? I don't think Jonah was. I mean, he built a shelter. It strikes me as probably something like that, a few twigs tied together, because God has to cause a plant to grow up. Yeah, it's best when it grows out of the puppet stand and inside, isn't it? To give Jonah shade. So, a rubbish guy at DIY, but God's merciful on Jonah and he causes his plant to grow up. Now, God does a little experiment like you may do at school, and he tries what Jonah wants to happen to the city of Nineveh on this plant. So, God causes this worm to come and annihilate the plant. He's just working his way up to find an effective point, the weak point of the plant, and then he's going to chop it. And he's eaten the plant. Now, Jonah's a bit upset about this. He's depressed again. He's crying. He's upset. And God says to Jonah, look, Jonah, why are you upset about the plant? Why are you upset about the plant? Did Jonah build the plant? What did Jonah build? That really bad shelter up there. He didn't build the plant. Did Jonah spend his time looking after the plant? No. He spent all his time sulking. So why is Jonah concerned about the plant? See, God had made the people of Nineveh. He'd cared for them. He'd looked after them. If Jonah was concerned about a plant, then how much more so would God be concerned about the people of Nineveh? So God was teaching Jonah a lesson. God wants everyone to be rescued. He's not happy when people get destroyed. He didn't want people to be destroyed. And Jonah didn't understand that. So God was teaching him a lesson. As we looked at it, it doesn't matter how hard you run, how hard you try. Remember, if we say, if we're facing the wrong way, if we put our green cards up, we can put our green cards up as many times as we want, can't we? If we're facing the wrong way, it doesn't mean anything. We're facing the wrong way. God had to turn Jonah around. He used the whale to turn him around, or the big fish, to take him back to where he should be. God turned the city of Nineveh around. And that's the great news, that God is in the business of forgiveness. God's in the business of forgiveness. As we've been watching, God gives us, the people, a second chance. Come, show us that we're facing the wrong way, and bring us back to God. That's the whole reason why Jesus came. It's the whole reason why Jesus came. The Bible declares, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone has been facing the wrong way. And we need someone to come and turn us around and bring us back. That's why Jesus came. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone who calls out to Jesus and says to Jesus, will you rescue me? I need rescuing, I'm facing the wrong way, will be saved. Like that big fish, which God prepared to rescue Jonah and bring him the right way, Jesus will do that to us. And although this is an all-age service, it's not something where we just talk at children. This is a message for all of us to receive. And I don't want us to ignore it. We don't want to be like Jonah, who ignored the voice of God, who walked the wrong way and went down and down and down. And remember, when he was in the boat, he couldn't even hear God anymore. If we ignore God, the danger is we come to a point where we can't hear God calling us back. So don't be like Jonah. God wants us to be rescued. God wants us to be forgiven. God wants us to share in his love. God wants us to be changed. When God warns us at any point in our life that we're facing the wrong way, don't ignore it. Don't put it off. Listen to God when he speaks to you. Ask Jesus to forgive you and turn you back round. Now, whether that's for the first time, Now, whether you've been a Christian for 50 seconds or 50 years, if there are times where we're going in the wrong direction and we know that it's not something that God wants us to do, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Don't put it off. Listen and respond and turn. If we've turned away at any point in our lives, stop running in that direction. Turn back to Jesus and he'll turn us around. And let us continually ask him to change us, to renew us, so that his heart is our heart, like he tried to teach Jonah. He wants us to understand what his heart is like, and he wants us to share that, so that we're changed into the people that he wants us to be. Let's just pray. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your mercy on our lives. Lord, and where we have ignored your voice and our hearts have become hard and we've had difficulty hearing what it is that you've been saying to us, may you soften our hearts. May you change us. Lord, that we are obedient to your voice, that we are walking in your ways, that we are walking in Jesus Christ. Lord, may we forever be looking to him as the one who's rescued us, the one who's leading us and guiding us. Amen.